We are learning Masechtas Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, and we're starting from the Mishnah, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah, V'chein Beis Habad, Shehu Bonu Yibisela, talking again about Shutfim here, that we had a Shutfim, and one person owned a Beis Habad, Shehu Bonu Yibisela. It was built into the wall, into the mountain top, was built into the mountain top, into the rock. And on top of it, v'gina achas agabov, and on top of it was a gina, v'nifchas, and the gina it fell through, it collapsed into the Beis Habad, and now the gina doesn't have a garden anymore. So halacha is, since the case is that the sela was meshubed to the bala gina, so harei bala gina yored v'zerei alamata ad she'oso lebeis badoi kipin. So here, according to Rashi before, we're talking about probably a seicher, the same type of idea of there, or the Rashi on Daf Kufta Zainabes, which there was talking about a seicher, the case. Here, Pashas is talking about Shutfin, just like the case of Abayis Va'aliyah, which is a case of Shutfin. But Akaponim, just like by Abayis Va'aliyah, upstairs and downstairs are Shutfin, the bias is Meshubit to the Aliyah. Here also, the bottom, the base of Bad, is Meshubit to the Gina. So here the loch is, he goes down until he fixes up his roof. And we'll see the Gemara will ask, why do we need two cases of Nifchas? Why do we need this case? And we need the case on Kufta Zayin Beis where you had a Bayis Aliyah that was Nifchas. The area also goes downstairs. And you could have said once the Gemara Seicha, once the Gemara Shutfim, but the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara have a different Tzrichas between the two cases. Another case in the Mishnah, Koisval Elon Shnafel Shurabim, a Koisval Elon that fell into the Shurabim, Vezikoi, and it damaged. The halacha is your partner because it's an oinus and it's not something you could have expected, it's not something you're responsible for. So if your Koisval Elon fell into Shurabim and it was Mazik, your partner will shalom. Nostal is my locker, so Vezdin gave you time and said, this tree is very. It's a very good chance it'll fall down. He gave him his man locker to cut it down. We'll see, it means 30 days. So Nosla is man lokus the Elon, Vlister's the Kaisel, take down the Kaisel. But Noflu Vesaychas man, and it fell within 30 days, Potter, because then again, your anus, you had 30 days to take it down. Lachas man, but if you didn't take it down and it fell after 30 days, then you chay for the damages. Misha Yakoisle Somach Ginis Chavera. Someone has a wall next to his friend's garden. But Nofel, and it fell down into his friend's garden. Not talking about damages here, but now the friend has in his property a bunch of stones. But Amaloi, he tells his neighbor, to get your stones out of here. Amaloi, you keep it. You keep it. Ain't Shaymaloi. He's not Machoyev to take it. He says, I don't want it. I want a plant of it. You take it away. And that's Allah. He doesn't have to listen. Ain't Shaymaloi. But let's say he says, you know what? Okay, I'll take the stones. Mishakiba love, if he's Makabal, take the stones. Amaloi. And then the neighbor, the owner, the original owner, says, you know what? I really want those stones. So, here's money for your work of schlepping the stones. And I'll take my stones back. Ain't Shemla, you don't listen. It's too late. Once the guy was kainet, it belongs to him already. Now, if you want to buy it from him, good. But you can't say anymore, you can't change your mind anymore. Once he took it and cleared it out. Another similar case, you hire a poil to collect straw and cash. So then the poil, the worker, comes to the owner and says, can I have my money? You know what? Keep the tevin and cash for your schar. Instead of paying you, keep the tevin and cash that you collected. He says, no, I want cash. When we make, like Rashi brings down, that says scharay in the pasuk, we have in scharay, and whatever you make up, usually when you hire a poil, the stam is that I'm giving you, paying you cash. I'm not paying you with tevin and cash. So therefore, you ain't shemelah. But Mr. Kibulah, let's say he says, okay, you know what, I'll accept that. V'amaloi, then afterwards he says, hey, here's money, I want the tevin and the cash. V'ani et al shali, ain't shemelah, it's too late, once he was kainet. So akapam, that is our Mishnah. So we have four parts of our Mishnah, really. The first part of our Mishnah is that they had a Beis Habad, which is a olive press that was built into the side of the mountain, and on top of it was a gina, and that collapsed. So the Beis Habad has to make sure he has a roof over his Beis Habad, so the gina could plant there. That's case number one. Case number two was a Koisel of Elam fell into a Sharabim, and it was Mazik, so it depends if you should have expected that. And the third and fourth cases are cases where where there's a shayla of higiach and ein shemuloi. That the case was that the kaisel fell into the neighbor's yard, and the neighbor doesn't want the rocks here, so the owner says, keep the rocks. He says, no, I don't want it. And if he says, okay, I'll take it, you can't change your mind anymore. And same thing by a pile that he worked with the straw, collecting straw, and you don't want to pay him, you want to give him the straw for his payment, he says, I don't want it. And if he says, okay, I'll take it, then you can't change your mind. That is our Mishnah. Zok to Gemara. It said that if the Beis Chabad was the roof and the floor of the Gina was Nifchasa, so we have here a din that he goes downstairs and his Yorid Vizrael Abati. He could go plant downstairs in the Beis Chabad. So Nifchasa Bakama, how much? How much did it get ruined by? How did this hole in the floor, how big was it? Rav Amar Baruba was Rav of the Gina collapsed. Four tefachim collapsed. It's enough of a reason that I can say I'm not planting anymore. Upstairs, I'm going downstairs into your Beis Chabad to plant them. Rav Amar Baruba Avabarba Adam Zareya Chetzel Matachas Amayla. If it's only if it's Rav, could I say I'm going down? But if it's only four tefachim, it's a big deal. So plant most of your stuff upstairs, and a few peppers you'll plant downstairs. V'Shmuel Amar Barba. Already you go downstairs. Why? It's not easy and it's not normal for a person to be Zereya half Lamata and half Lamaila, and therefore he holds even by four Tvachim already, you go down and you plant downstairs. V'tzricha. Now, more as a question, why do I have two exact same Achleikasim, Rav and Shmuel? We have it over here by the case of Nifchas Bar Yabes Habad, and we have a case before with Abayis and Aliyah, a downstairs on a second floor with the same exact machlekes if it's four tefachim or beruba. So why do I need the machlekes twice? So Mar says b'tzricha. I need both machlekesim. So the thing by Varnes is question that we spoke about before, that the Mar says b'tzricha. One's by a seicher maskir and one is by a achim shecholku. Like Rashi learns this case, the same case as before. It's achim shecholku and not like the case two mishnayos before, which is seicher. So really, Gemara could have said that's the chilik. Gemara doesn't say that. Mar says b'tzricha. The Yeshvin and Dira, the Tosis brought printers on Kufid Zayin and Beis. The Tosis is there on the bottom. Zomar says b'tzricha. The Yeshvin and Dira b'ha'ka amash Shmuel mishum doli avdi inchi the diary port tahacha. So Mar says I need both machlekesim. Because you send machlekes by Dira, you would say over there Shmuel says that a person does not live halfway on top and halfway downstairs, because when you live in one place. You don't want to live in two different spots. Lo av the inch the diary portaha. Avla in Zuria, Balagabe Zuria, Balagabe planting a gina, avidi inchi, the Zari Haka Porta. It's very normal to plant in two different places. Same Maidla Rav. Maybe it's Maidla the Rav that by four tvachim alone, you don't just move downstairs. If you just said the case of Gina, that you could go in two different levels. You plant them as normal. Maybe by Dira, even Moed to Shmuel, that it's not normal to live in two spots. And even by four Tvachim, maybe Moed to Shmuel, you go downstairs. Tzricha, no, even there he holds that you can be Dara, Echad, half Lamaila and half Lemata. So the Gemara Vaid, the Mishnah Noslo is man. That if you give him time to cut down the tree and it falls down teich hazman, the halacha is that he is responsible. That he's not responsible. But after the zman is responsible, v'kam hazman, how much zman bez? What's zman bez? Rechanon, shloishim yoyim, 30 days. 30 days is considered stam, zman bez then is 30 days. Misha ha yekaisloi. So it says, the next case was, that you have a kaisel and fell into your neighbor's garden, and the neighbor says, "Hezekain, I don't want your stones. Take it with." And he says, "No, keep the stones." So the halacha is ain't shayim loy. But then, if it says, "You know what? Okay, I'll take the stones," and he clears it up, the halacha is the other guy can't change his mind. Our Gemara is talking about like this: what happens if he tells the neighbor, "Keep the stones," and he says, "Okay," but he didn't do anything yet? Then afterwards, the Baal Bais changes his mind. Could now he still change his mind, or it's only after he clears it up? Can he not change his mind? What's the shayla? Because after he clears it up, he made Kenyan Akbar already. He was kind of it. That's why he can't change his mind. But maybe before he picks it up, maybe I still can change my mind. That's the Gemara shayla. So Gemara says, "Amatkani seifa helach yitziyah secha." It says, "Here's your money." The guy, the balabai, the owner says, "Here's money for your work, and I'll take the stones now." So it's mashma machlal the peninu. You already cleared it up, Askinon. And the diak is like this: time with the paninu, ha loy paninu, time paninu, ha loy paninu. If you didn't clear it up yet, loy, then you still could change your mind. Why? Because the Baal Hagino is not kind of the stones. Why isn't the sod kainet? The chutz of Adam is kainet shleim edaitai. That's the halacha. So here, why do you have to have that he cleared up and he made akbar? Stamazai. Chutz of Adam is kainet shleim edaitai. Here, even if he doesn't even know about it, it's in his property. And for sure here that he does know about it, he said yes. But for sure, so Tosfos really speaks to your kash. He asks, like, why did you bring the Reb Shechanina? So that's the ask. Why did you bring the Reb Shechanina? So look, Tosfos, I will love the Reb Shechanina. Also, Shapid ain't kind of loy. Ela hechad oimer b'tzad today. Lekach kilep penina loy. The shenem leigach leikati oimer chum. Without the din. But the Yisrael's chiddush is that you don't have to stand. You know, let me die. The chiddush really is you don't have to stand next to your chotzer. It's sad that chotzer is mishum yad. So with chotzer mishum yad, you have to stand next to. It has to be somachlo. It's like yad somachlo. So part of the Yisrael's chiddush is that you don't have to be next to it. So here he probably wasn't next to it. He met him. And he said, "You have stuff in my not standing next to the field." And he said, "Okay, I'll accept it." Lav dafka standing there. So it's saying, since Reb Shechinah holds a kodesh lomidaita, which means you don't have to stand there, so then the kash is, why do you have to have paninu, even without that, let it be kainu? So my answer is, that's only if someone wants to give it to you. Here, without the guy actually clearing it up, so without him actually clearing it up, I say that the Balabais is just pushing off. He doesn't want to clean it up now. He doesn't want to keep it. He doesn't really mean it. And that's why you're not cleaning it. So the Mukiyosi speaks out a very important thing. So it must be, when he cleaned it up, it was also in front of him. Because if not, maybe he still was joking. I'll read the Lashon Mukiyosi. So the Mukiyosi, Vasikna time of Shem Darmina, Dechuyu Dekomad Chilei. That is pushing him off, Adam Mafnilei Ba'ape, until he clears it up in front of him. The kiman de isle lem chuye kipaninu afanav. Since the owner should be meicha when he sees you cleaning it, loy micha, and he was not meicha. Arini lashon mukhi Yosef, mucha milsa the lavle de chuye chavin. That he was not mechavin to just push it off, but he let you clean it. Avo paninu shloy befanav shaymen loy. Pchin kosu kolam afarshim. Mukhi Yosef says a very important thing that's missing in the Gemara, but that. Anytime he doesn't clear it in front of you, you nem on is to mutu to come shtamatle, and therefore his chotzer will not be kainet. Zog the Gemara right. It says asoich elasis imoy b'teven. What's the halacha? That the same idea that I tell you keep your teven for your salary ain't shaymula. If he says yes, I can't change my mind. So why do we need the same exact halacha twice? But tzrich, we had one by Gina. A case of my stones falling into the gino, we know the case of a case of a salary of teven and cash. But tzricha, diash milach kamaisa, the chikam alei geucha, ain't shoymaloi, mushum less the agro gabe. If you just said the first case, we understand that I can't, I tell the balagino here, keep the stones, he doesn't have to listen, says, get out of here, I want to plant my stuff here, I don't want my stones here, take it with you. So there's no relationship between the two when it in a salary. Avahacha, here when it comes to a poil, this is the agabe ema shemeloi da'ari inchi, because it's a saying mori rashvasech pari efra, which means like this, that it's very possible when you have a person who owes you money, and here the employer owes the employee the guy's salary, so just take what you get. The guy's not going to pay you anything. So he's giving you tevin of cash. Just take it. So maybe you say shayim loy. Because the saying is, from your guy owes you money, take even subim, whatever you can get. And mori rash vasech means, bali choyvek rash says, pari afra, fil mesa subim kablam. Just take what you can get. So there you think, maybe shayim loy. V'yash bin hacha. And if it just said the case of the pile hacha, which one hacha from the shkibol of ain shemeloi. Why? From the isle agrabe. There you would say once he says yes, then he can't change his mind. Why? Because the isle agrabe, because he's kainet with his salary. Aber hacha the less the agrabe ain shemeloi. But here's no agrabe. So maybe here we'll say that he's joking, whatever the svara is, tzricha. That avada, tzricha, that once he clears it up, the halacha is, it belongs to him, and he cannot change his mind. So that's the tzricha on two cases. Back to the Gemara, ain chaymulay, the Mishnah says, the ain chaymulay, that if he says, by tevin and cash, he says, here, keep the tevin and cash for your salary, ain chaymulay. That's the, he could demand, I want money, I want cash. Right, the Gemara, Vatanya Shemuloi. It says there's a brisa that says that you are you list him and he could give you tevin and cash for your salary. Amar Rav Nachman, loy kasha. So it's a stira. We have a brisa and a mishnah. The mishnah says ain Shemuloi and the brisa says Shemuloi. Amar Rav Nachman, loy kasha, kamish loy, kamish chaveru. The answer that Rav Nachman gives is that one's in your own field. In your own field. So ain shaymaloi. He says, keep this for your salary. No, you have to give him cash. But b'shachaveiroi, there, you are shaymaloi. Now, what does that mean, shaymaloi? So, pasuk shadow mean that you showed him a lechus chaveiroi, and he cleaned up the friend's yard of tevin and cash. So I can say, keep the tevin and cash. The pella is, with the chedush Rana who talks about this, is that you can't give him someone else's tevin and cash. Doesn't belong to you. You can't say, oh, keep the tevin and cash. It's someone else's. The moral terrorist was, kamish loy kamish shachaveiroi. So my own property I have to pay you. But with shachaveiroi, I hired you with shachaveiroi, so I can tell you to keep the tevin and cash. Why? Because the mice didn't work for me. So it was back, I give you the tevin and cash for a friend. So the Ran says, well, all it means is like, the shemulah means, I don't have to pay. I showed you your friend's property. I don't have to pay you. But Mara's a cash on that. You hired him, yes, but I hired you for my friend. So tomorrow's cash. I'm like, Rav Leir Nachman, b'shaloi my time. Why in your own property you have to give him cash? You can't just say keep tevin a cash. Don't let agroya lecha. You have to pay the salary. When you hire someone, you show them the friend's property. Also sakhrei alav. You also have to pay. Now we saw this price a few times already. This mesach. The time you looked at the price. So, we had this twice. We had this in Seichel Umnum and we had this in Makabal. The Tanya learned in the Brisa. As Seichel Sapoyal, Lassi B'Shaloi, if you hired a poyal to work in your property, by Rav B'Shachavera, and you showed him the friend's property, Noislai Scharim Mashalom, you have to pay the Schar. And then you go back to Babai and say, look, I helped you out, Mashahenois, I was mad at you, pay me for that. But Avad, the one who hired him, is Mechayiv to pay. So here, what kind of tarot is that? Lamai said, you are Mechayiv to pay. Just like by Shalah, you have to pay. By Shachaver, you have to pay also. So how can you tell him, just keep it tevin and cash? You can't say that. You're Mechayiv to pay him? It can't be the Pshat. Can't answer the steer that way. Elam Rav Nachman, loy kasha, kambish loy, kambish lo hefker. By Shalah, so there you owe him a salary. But by Shalah hefker, since you didn't get the tevin akash yet, so technically he didn't do anything for you. He collected hefker the tevin akash. So I tell him, what are you doing with me? I don't owe you any money. You keep tevin akash. And like Rashi explains, it's Rav Nachman LeTamei that says, Hamagbia matzil chaveiroi loy kona chaveiroi. That if the halacha was that he could pick it up for me, so then he does have a tie. I picked up tevin akash for you, and now it's yours. You owe me money. But here, since he owes, he's not amat koina, the Baal Bais is not koina. Therefore, the poil is left with tevin and cash in his hands. And that's it. He's left with the tevin and cash, and that's all he could get. There's no way I'm a chuyiv to pay him any money for the job, because it's not the job. It's not his job to, it's not his job to do this, because it's not his job to pay him, because it's still hefker. I didn't do you anything for you. It's still hefker. I didn't do anything for you. So that's the Mara's Teretz. Kamish like Kamish hefker. Eisvei Rav or Rav Nachman. L'chayra here, it's a poyel. And when a poyel finds a metzia, we'll see, it could be it goes to the owner. So it says, we learned this a few times also, this Mishnah. Metzias poyel la'atzmai. When the loch is that a poyel finds a metzia, he keeps it. Amos, when is that? B'zman sh'omoloi balabayis, nachashimi hayoim, or yadarim hayoim, means either prune for me, which means cut the branches, the bad branches and the bad weeds off, or yadarim hayoim means dig around the trees for me. So then, your job is for that, and picking up metzias is not your job, therefore the pile keeps the metzias. If you say, stam, do malacha for me, metzias of balabayis. The metzias goes to balabayis. And kavachayim, if I tell you to pick up metzias, it goes to balabayis. So even though you hold on, like, be a metzias chaver, loy kona chaveroi, which means I can't pick up a metzias for my friend, but if I'm his poil, then I could pick up things for him. So here, the kasha is, the alachayra here, when I'm picking up a tevin akash, I'm picking up for the Baal HaBayis. And therefore the Baal HaBayis automatically is chayiv to pay for that.
What do you mean hefker?
What do you mean hefker? Hefker was that the Baal HaBayis is not koinet.
Yeah, but are you working for me?
So what? If you don't do anything for me, so you can work for me tomorrow. Let's say I hire you to work for me. Let's say I hire you to work for me, okay? And then you go, I hire you to work for me, then you go into the field and start drinking water bottles. You drink water bottles. You're working for me. No, I don't pay you. I only pay you to do something for me. What makes the shiva is...
I hired you.
But yeah, but you didn't do it.
I hired you to sit in a church.
But, no. Only if you do the job. I hire you a specific job. You have to do the job for me.
To
collect it for me. And nice, I never got it. And now it's a good shtick. I'm saying it's not a nice thing to do. But I said, I don't want Tevin and Kash. So keep it. So here, you never got me Tevin and Kash. I needed Tevin and Kash to make cement. I needed Tevin and Kash. I hired you to get me, bring me, and supply me with Tevin and Kash. Did you supply me with it? No. I never kind of. It's yours. So therefore, you're not chayiv because you never supplied with Tevin and Kash. I'm not mechuyiv. So that was Mara's having me now. And if Mara has a kash on that, Mara says, yeah, I could. When I pick it up, I'm parking up for you. I could do that. That's the Mara's kash from the case of Matzias Poyle. So you see, you could have Megibir Yotzil Chaveru. So Mara has Shver now. Elo Amar Nachman, like Kasha, Kambag, Bo, Kambag, Bo, new Teretz. Whole new Teretz. That both are talking about Shal Hefker. And by Hefker, Allah is a Poyle could pick it up for his employer. That's for sure. But here, if the Poyle picked it up, then he could demand his salary. But a case where he just looked at it, he just watched it, and he just threw it, or he threw it, Rashi, another example, he threw it from the upstairs to the downstairs. He never picked it up, and he just cornered it in. So there, he cannot demand a salary yet. I can tell you, you keep it having a cash because you were not kind of for the Baal HaBayis yet. Bahabata, you were not kind of for the Baal HaBayis yet. You only can be kind of for yourself, maybe with Bahabata, but you cannot be kind of for the Baal HaBayis with Habata. Until you actually pick it up, that is when you could be kind of something for the Baal HaBayis. That's the Mara's Teretz. That Shoyman Loi is by a case where it's Habata. And the case of Ein Shoyman Loi is where Agbah, because there he's already kind of fused, therefore you have to pay him a salary, and you can't tell him to keep the Tevin HaKash.